Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who would cross the bridge of death must answer me. Questions thee. The other side, ye see.
Ask me the questions, Bridgekeeper. I am not afraid.
What? Is your name?
My name is Sir Lancelot of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Fine. Off you go.
Off you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No red. No blue. Ah! What's your quest? Super Don, what's your quest? Question of the day. Actually, it starts there. What is your quest? Because there's some questioning of the doctoring community out there. You know, they're asking us, actually, are we going too far in our quest to stay well, or to get well, or to keep well? And the doctors are being urged to stop over-treating. We've got that and a whole lot more. It is a wonderful hump day because it's outside the box time. Ty Bollinger joins us next hour from the road, but together we shall endeavor, if you will, to go on a quest together. For health, freedom, and healing liberty. Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center is joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk more about the federal attempt to mandate all vaccines, and we got major league moments of duh, and if you're a vegan in the UK, why aren't you being invited to dinner? These are all the things I got to ask. But the quest for the cure, that's what Ty Bollinger is on, the quest for the cure. And, you know, these quests are they lifelong pursuits? They certainly are in my life. I had a quest to be well. And if somebody says, are you doing too much to be well? I'd say, am I doing enough? I think that's the bigger question. I looked up this morning, Super Don, went out for a run.
Right.
I looked up, streaking across the sky, chemtrail, right?
Oh, great.
Chemtrail. Now, we know that there are people that listen to the show that go, Quint, chemtrail? Chemtrail? What is that? Woo. Remember that word? Woo.
Woo,
yeah, yes. Right, the woo alert. I just another layer of the deception up above your head, what they're spraying on us. As I watched that one plane go, just a few minutes later, I'm doing another lap around the neighborhood, and a parallel track, almost identical to the place of the previous chemtrail, by another plane, it's flying across that track, not across it, just a parallel with it, right next to it. I'm watching this thing as it's, you know, 30 seconds, tracking the same track, no chemtrail. Suddenly up above my head, starts chemtrail.
Mm.
Those of you who think it's a contrail, the atmospheric conditions had not changed in 30 seconds at the similar altitude, the similar place in the air. Suddenly it starts halfway down where the other one was and continues on that track from that moment forward. What happened? Oh, wait, there's Robert down there running. Start the spraying. Spray him. Bam! Right? He's on a quest to get well. We've got to curtail it. Anyway, this is a kind of a little anecdote on the morning, kind of ruined a perfectly good run. I didn't, actually. I was just like, you got to run, you got to deal with it. So what do? I come in, I do things to detox my liver, to work my lymph, things like that. So the question is, if somebody says, are you going too far in your quest to keep well? My question is, are you going far enough? Now, the New Scientist in an opinion piece here, they said, a question here, feel perpetually guilty that you're not doing enough to stay healthy? Wellness is all the rage, but we don't really know what it is. That's got to change, right? They don't define wellness like they don't define natural, right? Wellness. Are you on a quest for wellness, Super Don?
Well, what's the definition of wellness?
Well, there you go. That's the point, right? And I think that's the appropriate right? question and the appropriate answer, I shall say. What right. is your definition of wellness? Is it just to eliminate your symptoms? Do you describe that as wellness? If that's the case, then you're happy with the medical system as it stands today.
Are we talking physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, right?
Oh, now you're asking too many questions.
Oh, sorry.
Now we'll never get to the definition if that's going to be your game. What's your name? What's your quote? What's your favorite color? Red. No, blue. There we go. Throw them out. So they got, if you go to the doctor, what are they going to do? No matter what your complaint, we'll get you, let's check your BMI, let's check your blood pressure, your cholesterol. By the way, is it up at Epic Times, the new video we did on cholesterol?
Indeed, it is.
You know, and we did this on Monday. It's just coming out today. And right before air, I was like, what was the story that stimulated our discussion of cholesterol at the Epic Times Health Freedom video? And right before the show, I'm looking on my own website, right? And there it is.
Oh.
Too much
it's
going on.
It's an article,
on.
What, that we wrote? Or you wrote?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What is that? Come on. You know there's too much going on now. It's just kind of coming out my ears, really. So anyway, cholesterol is one of those things. Go to Epic Times. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and poking our finger in the eye of established science, which is never truly established. And we take on cholesterol in that video. I think you'll like it. And we reveal the, well, you don't like to call it the secret, but the little-known way to raise HDL safely, okay? And that's there. So let's see. What about conditions you don't know you have? Ooh, you need a statin to lower that cholesterol. How about an ACE inhibitor for high blood pressure? I mean, just keep the pill mill going, right? Last year in the UK, the UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence changed the guidelines that suggest who should take statin drugs to reduce the risk of heart attack, widening the net to take an extra 5 million people. Taking an extra 5 million people in England and Wales, and suggest through the socialized UK health system, the National Health Service, that they should also be on statin drugs. Poppycock! This is nonsense! You doctors in the UK have not read the peer-reviewed literature. You're not scientific. Because if you realize what's going on with cholesterol, what has always been going on with cholesterol, higher cholesterol correlates with longevity, with higher cognitive function in our elder years, lower levels of dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that, even protection against the metastasis of cancer. But then the government, it sanctions this form of medicine and says, there shall be no other, and if there is, we will come and take it away from you. We might even put you in the pokey for even considering that you could sell something that is unapproved by us. And this is the freedom, or lack thereof, we are living in the Western world now, because we have a state-sanctioned religion. It's not Catholicism. It's not any form of Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's not Islam either. It is modern medicine. Now, all of these measures, all of these tests, what do? They lead to one direction. No, not the boy band. they lead, maybe you need a drug for that. They lead to the drugs that are, in fact, approved by government that are more dangerous than the ones that you can get on the street. We'll get to that. I'm kind of telegraphing places we're going to go today on the air. So, when I first saw this story about are you going to far in your quest to keep well, I thought they were going to pick on me, you know, like, oh, he's an orthorexic. He actually eats organic,
you know what?
GMO.
I right? had the exact same thought. I was going, okay, where's the term? Where's orthorexia?
Yeah, not in here at all.
No.
It went a different direction. And so they're taking to task the medical doctors.
And what is really surprising to me is where the source of this article is.
Mm-hmm. The New Scientist.
The New Scientist. I would have never expected this kind of an opinion to be published.
What are the pseudo-skeptics going to do now? They're starting to agree more and more with us.
That's pretty bad, yeah. Well, it's good, but I mean, it's like bizarre.
What other kind of topics can we talk about when we're all exhausted and everybody else is parroting what we've been saying for years? Aliens? You want to do aliens?
We'll have to play the alien music, but yeah.
Being an illegal alien. Hey, doctors urged to stop over-treating. Here's the second story, and this is off the BBC. So we're doing a little Britain here as we open the show. Hello, UK Health Radio. We love you. Doctors, leaders have launched a major campaign to stop medics over-treating their patients in ways that do not help and could even harm them. Now, the question is, does this mean they're going to back down on over-prescribing of drugs? Or, wait a second, over-treating. The very first drug could be the over-treatment right from the get-go. So that, again, goes to definitions of wellness. What is the definition of over-treating? In the British Medical Journal, they suggest some patients are given pills or having tests that they do not need by doctors who feel under pressure to act. They argue patients should feel able to discuss whether there are simpler, safer options that are right for them. Unless it involves your children and you ask for a second opinion at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, then they'll take your kids away for doing just what the British Medical Journal is actually arguing. They're arguing for a grown-up approach. The Academy of Medical Royal Sciences Colleges says there's growing evidence that pressure for doctors to do something at each consultation has led to patients sometimes receiving treatment that are of little or no value. Now, we recognize, too, that sometimes it's the patients demanding of the doctors, write me a prescription for the drug I saw on the commercial on TV. And I'm asking you docs to be adults and say no. Say no. But if your doctor is saying yes too often, then you as a patient must say no to your doctor. And if they fire you, you're better off for it. Now, what are the things that they say may be over-treating? Pills for mild depression, too many routine and unnecessary blood tests, medicines for mildly raised blood pressure. And I agree, although I don't think it goes far enough, because there is no drug deficiency disease any more than there is a vaccine deficiency disease. But they're advising, the British Medical Journal is advising, maybe again because their editor left and said, we need to kill the sacred cow of peer-reviewed science. They're actually advising that patients ask, do I really need this test or procedure? Are there simpler options? What happens if I do nothing? Nothing! And Ty Bolger's been great about writing about this in his books about if you do nothing, given cancer, here's your option, chemotherapy or nothing. They found out that doing nothing, it's about the same, except you don't have a miserable existence. And in some cases, you may even outlive those who are getting the chemotherapy treatment, for instance. So these are very interesting articles, Super Don, that you found. Very surprising the direction that they went. Very impressive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's why you're super.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right, here's a moment of dunderheaded duh coming up. And this one's for my good friend, humble and lovable producer. Are you non-GMO today, by the way?
I haven't eaten anything today yet.
Okay, then you are non-GMO. I heard from Jeffrey Smith in Ecuador. He's in Ecuador today. He called me. Anyway, moment of duh coming up, and then Barbara Lowe Fisher after that.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, two nights away, the 15th of May. What's happening, 15th of May? Anybody know? Food and Thought, Naples, Florida, TMB, RSB, Sayergy, Paul Baratero. I just heard Dr. Michael Haley, a good buddy from Aloe One, Stockton Aloe One. We're going to be doing Silver Aloe Shots Happy Hour in Naples, Florida, Friday evening. And, wow.
Do you have a designated driver?
Yeah, I just thought I'd all walk to the hotel from there.
Okay.
At that point.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Tipsy on the Silver Aloe protocol.
Yeah.
Our friend Sherazade's making her own aloe at home. She's doing some Silver Aloe. She says she's
feeling
great. Is that
like bathtub gin?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't think she's fermenting it. I'll have to ask her next time. I don't think so.
Okay.
So we got that autism one next week. Looking forward to seeing all of my friends that are there, extended family. It's going to be awesome. Of course, you know, sad as well to see a lot of families impacted, but it's really a great reunion for folks to come back and feel strengthened by the acknowledgement of the experience that very few really know. But unfortunately, it's a growing few as more people are welcomed into the club, not like we want them in, as more vaccine injuries occur because of the full court press of the feds, the states, and the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine. So Barbara Lowe Fisher is going to join us, and we got Ty Bollinger going outside the box, wherever he is, doing his quest. At this point, did you ever watch that show Mad Men? I think it's about to end, Mad Men.
No, I didn't actually. I've heard it's really good though.
I found it intriguing. I mean, it's not the highest art form, but it was cool because it's a period piece, the full on 1960s. Now they're ending about 1970, 71 or something like that, and you really got a sense of what happened then. You know what it was like. You know, the sexism, which was rampant, and all of that, smoking, drinking, all of that.
Right.
And you know, if you saw last week, this woman, Betty, she's been smoking and drinking, and she's had health scares, and now finally it's come to home to roost that she's got lung cancer metastasis. I apologize if that's a spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen it, but anyway, that was last week. Anyway, I bring that up as like, okay, that was like 1970, 71 by the time they figured out, oh my gosh, man, people are getting really sick smoking, which, brings up today's, not that, not that, today's Benny Hill. We're going all the way back from that. I thought I had it queued up beautifully, but I didn't. Here it is.
Moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the host that doesn't know where to cue the music. It's all about smoking. It's all about angioplasty. A new scientific study has revealed that patients who quit smoking when they have an angioplasty have a better outcome.
Okay.
Yeah, all at once. Really? Really?
No.
We were somehow thinking that if we would just shove another cigarette into the artery, it would all be better. I mean, come on, really? You need more cadmium coming into your body to rob your body of the selenium that's necessary to protect against the oxidative stress and damage on the blood vessels, creating a scenario where the life-saving, I said that right, life-saving cholesterol comes into patch to hopefully help facilitate the repair of the blood vessel that has been inflamed by the dunderheaded smoking, and right, among other things, right? The cholesterol keeps you alive, but you need to stop smoking. Angioplasty, not going to go as
well. And you know what I love is
what?
Is the headline, and it's always the headline that grabs us on these things.
Yeah.
Where once in a while you get into the article, you kind of go, okay, I kind of see where they're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the headline itself is what got me.
It
says, mm-hmm, quitting smoking improves angioplasty outcome. And I'm thinking, yeah, quitting smoking probably improves your odds of not having to have an angioplasty.
You nailed it, but now you're practicing medicine without a license. You're big trouble,
okay,
mister.
Hey, that's
big
true,
trouble.
No,
this is really great news, right? But you think about this. All right, if anybody's out there smoking, I encourage you, please, 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 switch to something like real tobacco that doesn't have a zillion other ingredients in it, because that's really the bigger problem than the tobacco. I'm telling you, if you don't want to quit, that's fine. Just switch to actually something that used to be smoked that was really something. That was real. A tobacco, for instance. Or July 25th in Oregon, switch to cannabis. All right? Super Don?
July 15th.
July 15th? Oh,
you missed
sorry,
it by 10
on
minutes.
That. 10 day.
How
all right,
do
you
I
can
know
wait.
That? Yes.
It's a 10 day waiting period for producers.
Ah, okay.
Just saying. All right, Barbara Lowe Fisher coming up next. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. Out live 6 days a week on GCN and Natural News Radio.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't need a quest for the cure. Just don't get sick. I mean, chronically sick. And we reveal those bits and pieces of information to bring the power to heal back to you 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Someone who's been at this for a long time. She's a true champion, really standing up for folks that really need help. And we all do in this case with the continued full court press on the federal level, the state level, local level, the mandate vaccines, take away your exemptions, religious, philosophical, or otherwise. Her name, Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center. She joins us now. Barbara, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You got it. I appreciate so much all that you're doing. Of course, we need you now more than ever, and the advocacy that you're doing more than ever with everything that is going on.
Oh, it's amazing. This year alone, over 100 bills in half the states introduced to restrict or eliminate vaccine exemptions, add new vaccine mandates, add vaccine requirements for healthcare workers, child care workers, teachers, or you lose your employment if you don't conform, publicly posting vaccination rates or vaccine exemption rates of schools. I mean, they are very much circling the wagons and trying to take away all ability for Americans to make vaccine choices. And
of course, it's all a coincidence, right? It just came out of the blue.
Right. They really hyped that measles outbreak in California. It's now been declared over by the California Health Department. There were about 134 cases in California of measles at the beginning of this year. Interestingly, about 20% had been vaccinated, and over half in people over age 20. This was not an outbreak affecting school-age children, and yet what do we see? We see a couple of politicians, including pediatrician Senator Richard Pan out of Sacramento, introducing SB 277 in California. And in the last few months, we've seen thousands of Californians showing up to testify at hearings in the Senate Health and Education and Judiciary Committees. There's been a rally. And yet the bill passed out of those committees in the Senate. It bypassed appropriations last week. It's now being read in the Senate. Most likely tomorrow it will be voted on by the full Senate. That's what we anticipate. So we really need Californians to call, email, make appointments with your senators as well as your state assembly member, because this bill is headed to the assembly. We anticipate it will be voted out of the Senate. But then it goes to the assembly, and for the next couple of months, that bill is going to go through all the committees in the assembly like it did in the Senate. And we need people to get involved, get onto the advocacy portal, our MBIC advocacy portal at mbicadvocacy.org, and get involved in this political process, because this is the time that we need to really make our democracy work.
Well, and the thing is, the more they push, the more I'm finding people are being brought into this fold that never had, at least they thought they never had a dog in the fight, right? They didn't know that if there was an injury, if it was a risk, and suddenly so many people are confronting information that they never had. And, of course, a lot of this push to mandate vaccines is because more people than ever are asking questions about vaccine safety. Is that not true?
Absolutely. All the polls that the government does, they all show that a growing number of people are concerned about vaccine safety. They may still be vaccinating, but they are vaccinating reluctantly, and they're worried. This means that we're approaching a tipping point. There's huge public awareness since the measles outbreak, since they made this a very high-profile issue and introduced all these bills trying to take away our right to make choices. This bill in California is going to cover children in public and private elementary and secondary schools, child care centers, daycare centers, homeschool-based private schools, or children who are homeschooled, in other words, or who are enrolled in an independent study program are exempted. But the vast majority of children in California go to some kind of a public or private school. This bill will take away your right to exercise a personal belief exemption. And right now, there's no religious exemption in state law in California. That was directed by Governor Brown a couple of years ago when they tried to restrict this personal belief exemption. He directed the state health department to create a religious exemption. But that religious exemption is so narrow, you have to belong to a religion or a state-recognized church that opposes vaccination, and there are none. So basically, California will be left with only a medical exemption. There are only two other states, Mississippi and West Virginia, that only have a medical exemption. This is a very, very oppressive violation of our informed consent rights.
Well, you know, California has been looking to be more like Mississippi and West Virginia for years, and they're finally achieving their goal. No, of course, I mean, this is outrageous. And when you think of it in terms of the freedoms that you'd say most Americans would appreciate still and would want, and that would be the freedom to say, no to forced medical interventions, especially as ludicrous as it is to vaccinate for certain diseases that are not necessarily communicable in a school setting, like, you know, hepatitis B, for instance, and there are other examples like that. Yet we know that this is an economic imperative for the drug and vaccine industry, who have lost the pipeline for new blockbuster drugs, and they recognize their big money is in vaccines and getting on the schedule and then being relieved of any liability or injury or even death through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So they see where the gravy is going to be in the future, and we've seen things like Healthy People 2020 within the government talking about the need to mandate even adults getting these vaccines.
No question. Right now, the California bill covers 10 vaccines, but there's a provision in the bill that the department, the health department, can add federally recommended vaccines to the list. California needs to understand there is a grave threat here. Yesterday, Vermont, the same lobby, the pharma, medical trade, and public health lobby, went into Vermont, and even though we beat them back several years ago, they came back stronger this year, and yet last night, they voted, the House of Representatives of Vermont voted to repeal the philosophical exemption after a 73-71 vote on an amendment that would have kept the exemption but required parental education. Now it's going to go to the governor's desk, and the governor said he will sign it. So Vermont is about to lose the philosophical exemption. Vermont has a religious exemption, but unlike California.
Yes, but
California,
even in California, when they're making it so narrow or mandating participation in an actual religion that has a dogmatic principle that says no vaccines, is a fundamental violation of religious freedom, which the First Amendment says, well, you can't do. Now, I've called for a separation of medicine and state. I know a lot of people say, separation of church and state. Well, we didn't do that because the medicine is the church now. It is in violation of the First Amendment.
You're absolutely right. You know, we worship at the altar of science and medicine, it seems, in this country, and we have given extraordinary power to people who have gone to medical school and have MD or PhD written after their names. And I think we really need to wake up and understand that we all have a fundamental natural right, an inalienable right to protect bodily integrity, the right to autonomy. And the government does not have the right to use our body for any purpose. We have the right to have control over our bodies and the bodies of our minor children. This is a very, very serious threat. It's beyond vaccination, really. This is a fundamental right that is in jeopardy in this country. So, you know, now this week we've had a bill introduced in the House of Representatives here in Washington, D.C., which is really like blackmailing the states, saying that this bill would take away the money that is given to the states by the federal government to implement vaccine programs if they do not have every student in elementary and secondary school have all the federally recommended vaccines for children. And that is 69 doses of 16 vaccines between day of birth and age 18. 49 doses given.
Would that basically bankrupt that group called Nacho that's going into all the local health departments with vaccine money and vaccine information to make sure they're doing their part?
No, that's an organization. What this would do would any state that didn't, if this law, you know, it's only got one sponsor right now, so I don't, you know, it's got a long way to go. It's just an indication of where they're going with this. Mm-hmm. If the states aren't going to get the job done, it looks as if they're going to try, the federal government's going to try to, you know, go around the states, or blackmail the states, basically. What you'd have is the money that is given to state health departments for, you know, getting the vaccines to children, buying the vaccines and getting the vaccines into the arms of children. They would not have that money. And you know that the state health departments are not going to let that happen. They're going to really lobby the legislatures to try and get the exemptions removed so that they can meet this requirement if this bill were to come to pass. And I can tell you there will be a huge effort to not have this come to pass. But it's just a symptom, you know, of what they're trying to do in this country.
Yeah.
In the name of public health.
Yeah, they're asking for trouble, because if the First Amendment fails, the Second Amendment will kick in. I know you all know what that means. Michael Badnarik, my good friend, he ran for the presidency in 2004 as Libertarian. He was the candidate. And when I asked him after he got nominated, What do you think about this mandated vaccination thing? Because it was all after 9/11 and the experimental vaccines, smallpox they wanted to bring back. He says, well, I tell you what, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, some people are get offended by hearing that, but when you recognize the potential danger, an actual danger that exists and that children do die from these vaccines, they have been compensated, although you can never compensate, honestly, to, when you lose a child through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court, you realize that it's threatening the life of your child. They may claim it's not for that, but when it happens to your child, it's 100% risk. It's not one in a million. So I'm very serious as a parent about this.
No, I agree. And the thing that's really sad is the medical exemption has been narrowed by the federal government. So almost no medical condition qualifies as a reason to exempt a child or adult from vaccination. If you look at it, I did an analysis recently. I'm putting out a commentary next week on the medical exemption. About under the federal guidelines, 99.99% of Americans do not qualify for the medical right. exemption to vaccination. So when you take away the non-medical exemptions, you have forced vaccination with no right to go to civil court and to you know, hold people accountable in front of a jury of your peers.
Exactly. Why it's so important we have the NVIC and Barbara Lowe Fisher. Check out the advocacy portal. We have it linked up in the show notes, and we're blasting it out on social media. Barbara Lowe Fisher, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
All right. We'll keep it up, and we'll also find out what's wrong with being a vegan in the United Kingdom, especially if you want to go to a dinner party at a friend's house.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
With some mustard.
I want you to stop this insanity. What do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to make a living here.
There are 50,000 hot dog cows in Kansas alone.
So?
When those cows break wind, not only is it stinky, but it's cutting a hole in the ozone. Think of those hot dogs as one cubic foot of cow gas.
And that is why, my friends, if you're a vegan in the UK, you're not being invited to dinner parties. Right there. I think I was, Superdog, you said I was like Jim Carrey doing the environmental guy years ago on In Living Color?
That is classic Jim Carrey from the old In Living Color, where he got his start.
Right. So we found a way to offend our good buddy Liam Sheff, because they're not inviting vegetarians to dinner parties in Brits, at least in Britain. At least 20%. 20% of them. 1/5 of all Brits avoid inviting vegans and vegetarians to dinner parties due to their irritating food choices. And then an additional 57% wouldn't know how to cater for them anyway. You want what? Vegetables? No, I don't know what to do. What can we
do? I'm all out of vegetables. I've got plenty of Vienna sausages, though.
Yeah. Well, you think vegetarians are difficult? Try inviting me to a dinner party. All organic, non-GMO.
You're not that bad.
I bring my own brown bag if I have to. You know, whatever I got to do to... no, listen. We have had people over. Like, I remember when we moved to this neighborhood, and we had some friends of the kids over, and it never happened again. We weren't invited over because, like, what are these people eating? And we even made them, like, we grilled out organic burgers for them. But it was just too much to consider organic, right? As I said, the orthorexics do not get invited to parties as much, particularly in Britain. But I'm sure that to some degree it's here. But if your friends really care about you and they love you, they'll ask you. What is it that I can do to make you more comfortable when you come over? The, let's say, the not-so-nice will say, I don't want to cater to you. You're a vegan, right? What is that? We're gonna find out a little bit more about what might be annoying as we go back to Jim Carrey and Living Color, the environmental guy.
Don't touch me. I'm a vegetarian. We've got to stop them, people. We've got to stop them. We all have 5 pounds of undigested butt cake in our colon. Your body is clean as your colon.
Yeah. But only as clean as your colon, right?
5 pounds of undigested bundt cake?
I don't know. Bundt cake, or did he say pork butt? I wasn't sure what he said there. Anyway, you know, the whole controversy, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't really have a dog in the fight. My whole thing is about, or a vegetarian, vegan, tofu dog in the fight. I don't, because I believe in your freedom to choose. Obviously, a lot of folks do. But what works for you? Is it working for you? Great. You know, I'm not here to take that away. But if you were really paleo, would you not be eating more organ meats? You know, liver, heart? I mean, I'm just asking, because in those days of real paleo hunting for stuff, that's where the valuable minerals were. It wasn't in the muscle. And I don't know if it was in the bacon. I don't know. I'm just asking. So, but anyway, we bring this up. It's fun. The controversy is fun. Just whatever you choose to eat, however you choose to eat, make sure it's clean. Better yet, grow it yourself. Even better, grow it yourself. And, of course, if all of those meat eaters had to slaughter their own animals, most of them would become vegans, and they wouldn't invite themselves to their own parties. So, hey, turnabout, payback, whatever it is. What we're going to do today, besides getting ready to go to Naples, Florida, and, of course, Chicago next week for the Autism One Conference, is hope and pray that Ty Bollinger, he's out and about doing more of his quest, as we open with the quest for the Holy Grail today. The quest for the cures continues, the international edition. And it's very exciting, some of the interviews he has lined up. I'm just thrilled, absolutely thrilled, about some of the folks that are going to be in the next round of this. And we've got that coming up. And if you'd like to come see us, sneak preview, we'll talk a little bit about it Friday in Naples, Florida. Those of you listening in Miami-Dade and Broward, you can head across the Alligator Alley Friday afternoon and get there in time for the 7 o'clock event at Food and Thought. Food and Thought in Naples, Florida. It's going to be awesome. Let's see, what else? 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can call in live or leave a message, 866-939-2355. Reminding you, too, that Super Don and I are doing video updates, health freedom updates, at Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle and his websites, epictimes.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And the latest one is on cholesterol, and we reveal a not-so-known way to elevate HDL very inexpensively, very simply. And when you elevate HDL, the LDL doesn't really matter. Not that it really does, because there's only one form of cholesterol. It's just, is it in the high-density or low-density lipoprotein?
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.